I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. It's been called the food of the gods, superfood of the Aztecs, and the next quinoa. But we know amaranth as mostly an ornamental plant with colorful weeping flower heads. However, more recently, amaranth has gained interest as a leafy green in the garden. While farmers continue to grow amaranth commercially as a grain crop, another way to enjoy this Native American vegetable is as a leafy green. Amaranth is related to the common weed, red-rooted pigweed. But instead of tossing this weed in summer, eat it! We eat pigweed mixed with other wild and cultivated greens in salads. They're highly nutritious and tasty. You can take amaranth greens a bit further. Grow cultivated varieties such as red leaf amaranth or red calaloo, as it's known in the Caribbean. It features green and red colored leaves and has a taste similar to spinach. It loves the heat, so it's a nice alternative to summer lettuce. But grow this edible landscape plant for its beauty, too. Colorful varieties such as Love Lies Bleeding, Red Garnet, Hot Biscuits, and Coral Fountains make beautiful late summer ornamental plants with dazzling flower heads. They look great in flower arrangements or dried. It's a good reason not to eat all your amaranth plants. Amaranth loves the heat and humidity, so plant it now. Just like pigweed, it grows quickly in the summer. Amend the soil with compost and keep the seed bed watered. Harvest the greens for salads and sautéing anytime. Let the mature plants form flower and seed heads and harvest those for drying once the flowers have faded. Amaranth self-sows, so you'll have seedlings next spring as well. And now for this week's tip. Watch for the viburnum leaf beetles on arrowwood, American cranberry, and European cranberry viburnums. Look for defoliated leaves and small yellow caterpillars on the underside of the leaves. Spray insecticidal soap to thwart them or grow resistant plants such as the Korean spice viburnum. Healthy defoliated plants should regrow and recover. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about tiger lilies. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.